NU Radio through your daily transactions. Check out our website, www.yourlocalcreditunion.com.
Well, excellent. And I thank you, Elliot, for being on the program today. And I want to thank you, the listener, for tuning into It's the Economy. My name is Kenneth Flo.
Thank you very much, Kenneth, for that excellent piece on credit unions. Very important contribution to discussion about how to change capitalism. I've been your host for this evening, Claudia Cragg. Thank you very much for taking part and have a very good evening.
The crux of what we do.
Well, that was It's the Economy with host Claudia Cragg. Tune in next week for another edition of It's the Economy. The time is 7:01. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver. Stay tuned now for Highway 322.
Adobe hands, a turquoise eye, houses of sand in a red and chilly sky, an earthen jar, a black guitaron. These are among the songs of New Mexico. Children of sand, painters of light, enchanted land, romantic night. The thirsty hills beckon to me, New Mexico. Still a mystery to me. A playful eye watches the wind blowing the dusty rain down the canyon. A juniper pinon sage echoes of an ancient people from another age. Children of sand, painters of light, enchanted land, romantic night. The thirsty hills beckon to me, New Mexico, still a mystery to me. In the rain, on the hill, in the air, when it's still, in the dust, red sky, when he paints with the light, in the rain, on the hill, in the dust, red sky, that's when he paints. He paints with the
Welcome to Highway 322, folks. This is KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM and 1390 AM. My name is Cameron. I'm going to be riding in the old truck with you for the next hour. You just heard a beautiful song by Mr. Chuck Pyle, who I'm sure you have heard the news that he has passed away. He passed away fly fishing in the lake area where he lived. I'm going to read, since we'll dedicate the show to Mr. Pyle. He is, if you're not familiar, if you're new to the area, Chuck Pyle is one of those musicians who humbly imparted his craft all over, from the smallest rooms to larger audiences, and a real cowboy poet, a gift to Boulder and Colorado. And you heard a song from him. A True Unity was that album. Chuck Pyle. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. Thanks for giving us so much, Mr. Pyle. The song was A Mystery to Me, and I'll play another song a little later on down the road from Chuck. But I should say, I'm going to read just real quick little bit of the obituary so you have a background. It says, with great sadness, we announce the passing of our friend Chuck Pyle. Chuck passed away of unknown causes while fly fishing on November 6th. Not a bad way to go, I have to admit. It kind of fits him there, and wouldn't that be nice if you were fishing in the out of doors when that went down? He was 70 years old. Chuck was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and raised in Newton, Iowa. Chuck was the adopted son of Lyle, a railroad conductor, and Julia, a school teacher. And then he moved to Boulder in 1965, seeking to immerse himself in the rich Colorado culture of music, poetry, and outdoorsmanship of the late 60s. And wishing to hone his guitar playing and songwriting talents, he played in several local Boulder bands at numerous venues. Later in the 60s, he divided his time between Steamboat Springs and Boulder, eventually joining the band Colors in the early 70s as a bass player. Chuck moved to Amsterdam in 1972 to sample its then-thriving folk scene. That must have been fun. Returning to the States about 1974. Goes on to talk about some of the albums he's released. Condolences to his family and to all his friends and fans who are out there listening. We don't have much time. It's a short show, Highway 322. It's going to be a bit trad tonight. The darker night, earlier nights have put me in a contemplative, slow gaze. So I hope you enter into that with me. Let's get some nice, soft breathing and peaceful feelings as we travel down Highway 322. Now listen to John Hartford.
Thank you. Someday, my baby, when I am a man, the others have taught me the best that they can. They'll sell me a suit, they'll cut off my hair, send me to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late, going to work in tall buildings. I've made all my payments, it's time to go home and wonder what happened betwixt and between when I went to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late, I'm going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late, I'm going to work in tall buildings. So it's goodbye to the sunshine, goodbye to the dew, and goodbye to the flowers, and goodbye to you. I'm off to the subway, I must not be late, I'm going to work in tall buildings.
Promise you will say, won't forsake the ash and clay. Let's come home before the girls are grown. Let's come home to fight. I know you want what's best for us. I know it has to come at a price. I also know the trouble that you find when you stop being nice. You look around you one day, what you once knew didn't stay. Let's come home before the girls are grown. Let's come home.
Composed by Spencer the Rover, as valiant a man as ever left home. And he had been much reduced, and he caused great confusion. And that was the reason he started. York, she knew rather he had been on his ramble. Being weary of his traveling, he sat down to rest. And by the foot of on a mountain, there's a clear crystal fountain. The bread and cold water he himself did refresh. Night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted. With the wooden mine and the ivy, his bed for the maid. Oh, but he dreamt about sigh and lament and cry. Go home to your family this round, dear. Fifth day November of a reason to remember. First he arrived home to his family and his friend. Where did he stand so astounded, surprised, dumbfounded to see such a stranger. Children came around him with their brittle, rattling stories.
Fettle, fettle, and scores to drive Kilway. And he's as happy as the world as a thousand lads. Contented he'll remain, he'll never run, never ramble away.
No home, I'm just a rambling round. I work when I can get it, I roam from town to town. Police make it hard, boys, wherever I may go. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I was farming shares and always I was. My debts, they was so many, my pay wouldn't go around. Drought got my crop, Mr. Banker. Now I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Six children I have raised, they're scattered and they're gone. In my darling wife, heaven she is from. She died of the fever years on the California. I ain't got no home in this world anymore. I mined in your mines and I gathered in your corn. I've been working, mister, since the day that I was. I worry all the time like I never did before. Cause I ain't got no home in this world anymore. Well, now I just ramble around to see what I can see. It's a wide, wicked world, sort of fun to least in. Gambling man is rich and the working man is poor. I ain't got no home in this world. Well, I'm stranded on this road that goes from sea to sea. 100,000 others are stranded with 100,000 others, yes, and 100,000 more. I ain't got no home in this world anymore.
Predictable in little river towns, Bodges of tobacco, drinking straight Kentucky brown. Mama's bunions swelling when there's evil creeping round. Like body snatchers. You know she used to tell me she was gazing out at space. I can feel them coming down to pilfer and erase. And I should have told you the first time that I saw you face to face that you're a body snatcher. I sold my soul for something up on Bamford Hatchet. 20 years of lining down the tracks. Mama say next time you see the body snatcher, tell them all they better get back. You better get back, get back. Each Mississippi River queen tries to play the same. This far down the river, you pretend you're what you ain't. I'm the son of a son of a pioneer gun. I slather on the paint like a body snatcher. The nameless tombstones crumble o'er the graves of Cairo. When there's high water everywhere, it covers everything. And when the sun comes out of nowhere, you can hear the birdies sing. You're the body snatcher. I sold my soul for something up on Bamford Hatchet. 20 years of lining down the track. Mama say next time you see the body snatchers, tell them all they better get back. You better get back, get back, get back. You better get back, you body snatchers. Better get back. You better get back, you body snatcher. I guess if it was up to me, I'd probably let you live. But mama, when you cross her, she's slower to forgive. She'll stick you full of pins and leave you bleeding like a seal. Poor body snatcher. So when you come around here, you best be waving something white. A pillowcase or a handkerchief ought to get the message right. And you ought to try not leaving things in the middle of the night. Don't be a body snatcher. I sold my soul for something upon Bamford Hatchet. 20 years of lining down the track. Mama say next time you see the body snatcher, tell them all they better get back. You better get back, get back, get back.
All right, are you feeling me there, folks? Yeah, that was a slow breather. It is 7:30 p.m. My name is Cameron. I'm filling in here for Highway Through 22, sitting in the seat. Someone tried to call. I was on the other line, and the phone system here, I turn into, you know, kind of a monkey pounding the floor and jumping up and down when I try to answer the phone. So if you want to call me back, you may. 303-442-4242 in the studio. We got 1.5 hour left on our journey. Let's see here. You just heard a song from David Rawlings' new album. Beautiful album. There's only 7 cuts on it. One of them, you know, they must be long. I've only heard a couple of the tunes. That was called Body Snatchers. Lovely little piece. Before that, you might have recognized that voice. That was Bruce Springsteen from A Tribute to Woody and Leadbelly. I Ain't Got No Home. That was on vinyl. I jumped back there and grabbed that little Folkways release and quite pleased with that. John Martin before that from the infinitely cool Transatlantic Sessions. I highly recommend you YouTube that because there's years and years of quality music live in studio with, musicians from each side of the sea. Before that, Milk Carton Kids, who are coming into concert. The Ash and Clay, that was a title of the album as well as the song. And started out with John Hartford and Tall Buildings. Hold on just a second. Got some tickets to give away here. Let's see here. Green Sky Bluegrass is coming into town at the Ogden Theater in Denver, Saturday, November 21st. Doors at 7, show 8 p.m. I got some tickets to give away for this show, paper tickets. If I'm not mistaken, they are mailed to you. So Green Sky Bluegrass, if you're not familiar with them, they're smoking it. I mean, you know what I'm saying. Green Sky Bluegrass is a 5-piece American bluegrass band. The band was formed in the fall of 2000 by Michael Arlen Bont on banjo, Dave Brutza guitar, and Paul Hoffman on mandolin. As newcomers to the bluegrass scene, the three drew up an array of influences and varied musical backgrounds. Well, that's a very prosaic way of describing them. They're a hot button there, folks. That's a good show. So we'll just take whoever calls in. Not now. Not now. Wait till I get the music going. You're going to call in. Since I'm the only one manning the phones, I will be the one answering the phones. So, like I said, November 21st, Saturday, 2 tickets. Let's listen to The Waifs and a new album from them. Please feel free to call.
When a man gets down, he goes out on the town, and he won't come home until the whole damn night is over. When that man's out on the town, he starts looking around for a pretty face with a sympathetic shoulder. He won't talk to me. He won't talk to me. He won't say nothing that might get him in trouble. He won't talk to me. He won't talk to me. Rather sink his lips right back into the bottle. When that man comes home as the sun doth rise, she cries it out until the tired eyes is swollen. When that man lays down in the bed she made, he hides his face deep under the covers. He won't where he wants to be, but she says she loves him over and over. He won't hold me. It's not where he's meant to be. He can try, but in his heart he knows it's over.
wanna shake him down. Show him we can get to the place back where we started. He's gotta talk to me. 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 He's gotta talk.
From the city that dreams, ring them bells from the sanctuaries across the valleys and streams. For deep in the world on its side, and time is running backwards, and so is the bride. Ring them bells, St. Peter, where the four winds blow. Ring them bells with an iron hand so that people will know. For it's rush hour now on the wheel and the plow. And the sun is a-going down upon the sacred cow. Ring them bells, sweet Martha, for the poor man's son. Ring them bells so the world will know that our God is one. The shepherd is asleep where the willows weep, and the mountains are filled with lost sheep. Ring them bells for the blind and the deaf. Ring them bells for all of us who are left. Ring them bells for the chosen few. We'll judge the minute when the game is through. Ring them bells for the time that flies, for the child that cries when the innocence dies. Ring them bells, St. Catherine, from the top of the room. Ring them from the fortress for the lilies that bloom. For the lines are long and the fighting is strong, and they're breaking down the distance between right and wrong.
Bible through and through, where's the history too? Couldn't find nobody to tell me what is the soul of man. I want somebody to tell me. I want somebody to tell me what is the soul. Thank you. seen some standing talking. I just came up in time when your brother said the soul of man ain't nothing but his mind.
Well, we did a little trio of feminine voices there. We just heard Margaret Glaspie with Bruce Molsky, who's legendary and a wonderful, wonderful folk musician. Brittany Haas on fiddle, Julian Lage on guitar, Joe Phillips on bass, and Jamie Stone on banjo. This comes from an album called Jamie Stone's Lomax Project, basically going back to the old Lomax recordings. That was... originally recorded by Vera Hall, who sang it into Alan Lomax's microphone during the week he recorded oral history for a book called The Rainbow Sign, a Southern documentary. Before that, you heard the lovely version of Bob Dylan's song Ring Them Bells by Sarah Jarosz. I gravitate towards that song a lot because, one, I love Bob Dylan, but two, her rendering of it is quite stupendous. That was live in studio. And then we heard The Waifs from a nice little album that they just released called Beautiful You. And then that song is called When a Man Gets Down. And, we get down from time to time. It is 7:46. We have 15 minutes left in Highway 322. I appreciate the phone calls and all the attention. We're having a good time here. Myself and I. Cameron is my name, and I fill in from time to time. Mr. Chuck Pyle passed away, a local legend. I don't know if you caught me at the beginning of the show, but I'm going to play another Chuck Pyle song that my sister-in-law, Adrian, suggested I check out, that he kind of brought to the forefront, the old Big Thompson Flood. So this probably will hit home for us Coloradans here. It's a song called, he recorded this live also in studio. This is called Here Comes the Water, a story about the Big Thompson. Thank you.
white man's history, there'd never been more than 9 feet of water in the Big Thompson Canyon. This particular night, it went to 33 feet, killed over 140 people. It wasn't caused by a dam breaking. It was actually caused by a storm that stalled just east of the Never Summer Range, part of the Mummy Range, coming down out of Wyoming. 11 inches of rain fell in less than an hour. I was on my way back from Fort Collins back to Boulder, and I stopped at a little truck stop called Johnson's Corners, about 6 miles out from Loveland and about a mile and a half north of where the Big Thompson roared underneath the I-25 corridor that night. And I sat beside these two patrolmen, and over again they told the story of this patrolman who'd been told to seek higher ground. Instead, he turned his car and raced the water down the canyon, they think saving hundreds of people's lives. In constant contact with headquarters, of course, lots of people in 1976 had CB radios with police band on them, and people heard his last words. Not to mention the bullhorn blaring out the top of his car as he raced down the canyon. So this is to Kenneth Hugh Purdy, Colorado Highway State Patrol, Greeley Precinct, wherever he may be. Just about sundown, the wind got strange. Coming off the prairie like the tide. Spilling down the Never Summer Range. Old man wind on a nighttime ride. Fireballs on the telephone wires. Heat lightning all over the park. Somewhere in the distance there's a fire. The rains begin, it gets dark. And there's 3 feet of water running down the street, picking up speed, picking up power. There where the two rivers meet, they say it went 50 miles an hour. Nowhere for the water to go now but down, down, down the Big Thompson it did roll. Everyone in Estes Park and all around listening heard Purdy on the radio. Patrolman Purdy, number 213, racing the canyon like a dash. Warning everybody there by the stream, turned in time to see the splash. 10:33, car won't move. By now everyone can hear. Purdy says, the mud is up to my window. And then with just a trace of fear, he said, here comes the water. 213, what's your 1020 over? Clear all channels. We have a mayday. Mayday, what is your 20? Come back. Mayday, what is your 10-20? Over. Mayday, do you copy? Come back. Mayday, do you read? Over. Mayday, do you copy? Come back. Mayday, do you read? Over. Mayday, come back. 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 2:13, what's your 10:20 over?
Stranger traveling through this wearisome land, and I got a home in that yonder city, good Lord. And it's not, Lordy, and it's not built by hand. Well, I got a mother, a sister, and a brother who have gone through that sweet home, and I'm determined to go and see them, good Lord, over on, Lordy, over on that other shore. Coffin, and all my friends come gathering around, they can say I'm just laying there sleeping, Lord, sweet peace, Lordy, sweet peace, my soul is found. When I go down to the river of Jordan just to bathe my weary soul, if I could touch but the hem of his garment, good Lord, I believe, Lordy, I believe that it would make me whole. I'm a pilgrim and a stranger traveling through this wearisome land, and I've got a home in that yonder city, good Lord. And it's not, Lord, it's not made by hand.
Well, I'm a kid with a guitar trying to play New Orleans when they ask, where does your style come from? I know what you mean, 'cause I learned to sing listening to Blue Yodel number one. We love Hank and Lefty, Bob Wills, Ernest Tubb, and Johnny Cash. But if we had to pinpoint start of who we are, we go back to Django and Jimmy, Harris, Mississippi, a young singing brickman, a jazz playing gypsy. That might not have been a Merle or Willie if not for a Django and Jimmy. Through the 20s and 30s, Jimmy sang his way
to the top. In spite of those OTB blues,
Django was a star. He burned up a guitar. With just two good fingers to use. You can't turn back time or put more sand in the glass. Sometimes at night I close my eyes and go back to Django and Jimmy, Paris, Mississippi, a young singing Brickman, a jazz playing gypsy. It might not have been a Merle or a Willie if not for Django. Might not have been a Merle or a Willie if not for Django and Jimmy. Holy.
Gosh, are those guys not national treasures or what? That's Merle and Willie from a new album called Django and Jimmy. And it is the title cut of the album. 2 minutes left in Highway 22. I want to thank you all for listening to Highway 322. My name is Cameron. I appreciate you letting me come on the air and air it out. Let's see here. You are tuned in to KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. You can always check us out online at kgnu.org and re-listen to the shows on afterfm.com. There's an archival. You just pull down to your DJ or your show and check it out. I highly recommend that. Coming up next, Jack Rummel with his usual greatness. Stay tuned to that, and we'll have some fun. We'll close it out with Tim O'Brien from his new album, Pompadour.
I like to make my living playing songs for you. If I wasn't doing this, I don't know what I'd do. Short order cook in Greasy Spoon Cafe, part-time house painter, drinking up my pay. My face in the mirror looks the same each day. It's hard to see the changes when you measure time that way. Whatever happened to me? Whoa, whatever happened to me? So I went psychic. She said, I've been expecting you. I look in my crystal ball. She said, you look in here too. Are you looking?
Good evening. Welcome to Ragtime America. I'm Jack Rummel. I'll be with you for an hour of recorded ragtime this evening. And we are into the month of November, and so we're going to be celebrating some November birthdays of ragtime composers and performers here. And I've selected five of them. We'll try to get through them all tonight. I'm calling later ragtime composers because they mainly did most of their work in the latter half of the 20th century. We'll take them chronologically as to birth dates, and first up is a fellow named Gil Leiby. That's short for Liebernecht, but he decided that his persona would be Gil Leiby. Born November 7th, 1931, in California. Died in 2008 in Iowa, where he had ultimately moved. He had a day job as a mail carrier, but spent all of his time later in life composing ragtime, and he wrote, I think, 20 or 30 rags. Quite a few, anyway. So, we've got three to go through tonight, and we'll just get right on with it. First will be played by Bill Edwards. It's a Gil Leiby tune from 1966, and it's called the Goldenrod Rag.